We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
And a good morning to all you. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Saturday. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in Las Vegas. And, of course, the South Point Streaming Studio broadcast at YouTube. And, of course, our local radio station here, broadcasting over that as well, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, just in case you're running around town here a little bit early, trying to beat the heat today. And, of course, our website's racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, and Google phone covered with the apps. You can put the apps on your devices, and you can get to listen to us through the radio station, the KSHP app, and, of course, watch and listen to us at the YouTube app on your devices, and of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. We welcome you to the Saturday Race Day Show. I guess the weather is right now the most important element in racing today. Now, here in Las Vegas, we are under a heat, extreme heat warning, which means if you are here in Las Vegas and you're watching and listening to us from Las Vegas, it's 87 degrees outside already. And it's going to get to up to 107. The weatherman says it'll top out about 107. That means that you, anywhere outside, even inside, if it's warm, make sure that you stay hydrated. Keep that water bottle close to you all the time. stay out of the sun for extensive time, if at all. Make sure the pets are covered and with water, etc., and not roaming around outside panting there. And, of course, your kids, the youngsters, and the older people who have a hard time with this type of weather. Check on them. Make sure they're okay, okay? So we're under extreme heat. And you know, as I always say, it's fast, firm, and perfect in the race book here at the South Point. That's where we'll be today, watching some of the races, certainly betting some of the races across the country. Now, as far as the weather is concerned around the country, taking a look at the temperatures around the country real quick here, we will, well, temperatures, 89 degrees in Miami, 69 in New York, and raining like cats and dogs, they say. New York, it's raining buckets there. Chicago is sunny and 63 degrees. Los Angeles, 86 degrees with a little cloud cover there. And I'll tell you why, because we got some cloud cover coming over the western mountain range here in Las Vegas. But we will have no precipitation here in Vegas. Phoenix, Arizona is 102, so that means we are going to be hotter. We're going to be the hottest spot in the nation today here in Las Vegas at 107 degrees. And so that's the way the weather looks as far as the weather here. But as you know, we're looking towards the weather in Louisville, Kentucky, for Churchill Downs. And as far as that weather is concerned, they say 69 degrees. Feels like 69 right now in Louisville. It's going to get up to 80 degrees, they say, as far as the temperature is concerned. 62% humidity. Winds 9 miles per hour. And right now, like I said, it's between 68 and 69 degrees. By the time they get to racing this afternoon, it'll be 78 degrees, partly cloudy and sunny. And then through the evening and overnight, it'll get down to 69 degrees. There is a 15% chance of rain in the Louisville area throughout the day, okay? And as if you've been watching any of the weather forecasts this morning on any of the news outlets, a horrible storm has gone through that part of the country. And it made its way across to the East Coast, and now it's making its way out to the Atlantic Ocean. And you can see it's still hard rain there up in New York City. But they have had some tornado watches in central part of Kentucky. And so right now it seems like the real bad weather that went through Kentucky has escaped Louisville, Kentucky. So we'll wait and see about the track conditions there when we get a hold of the track conditions a little bit later on. As far as Churchill Downs is concerned, we're watching to see when they post the late scratches. They haven't posted them yet for Louisville at Churchill Downs. But those are the conditions right now, because it's a big day of racing out at Churchill. So we're going to keep an eye on that as well. But as far as here in the Southwest, et cetera, it looks like it's just going to be warm, just hot weather. So keep that in mind when you're out running around, okay? All right, look. They're going to draw for the Belmont Stakes on Monday. Monday is the day they draw for the Belmont Stakes. Now, Sovereignty, your Derby winner, passed up the Preakness. Sovereignty was supposed to work out this morning at Saratoga. Journalism is sitting on the fence. We don't know yet, but remember, Umberto Rispoli didn't take any mounts at all this weekend in Southern California. He's at Saratoga just in case they want to work journalism, in an effort to see whether they want to enter him or not on Monday to the Belmont. He's there and ready to go. But because of the weather conditions out at Saratoga today, they may back up those workouts for Sovereignty and journalism to tomorrow. We don't know that yet. Now, when we check in with Jonathan Hardoon, we'll get the weather as far as Saratoga is concerned. But they say that there's a chance of 90% rain today in Saratoga. So we'll wait and see there. That's at least what the weatherman says. But these two horses, both Sovereignty and Journalism maybe. Sovereignty was supposed to work out this morning at Saratoga. Remember, they draw for the Belmont Stakes on Monday, so we'll wait and see about that. New entrant into the Belmont fray, because it looks like it's only going to be a field of about six or seven at most. But I guess Mike Rapoli looked down the shed row of all of these great horses that he has, and he decided to enter the three-year-old uncaged. He's wanting to enter uncaged in the Belmont. Now, it's not official yet, but he said he thinks he's going to enter uncaged. Now, uncaged has only had four lifetime starts. He's won two races, and Luis Saez will ride if he enters uncaged in the Belmont. So Rapoli, you know, certainly wants to participate in all the big races in New York. He's got a lot of great horses, so he might throw uncaged in there to the Belmont Stakes. Rodriguez, as of yesterday, was still in California. Now, he's expected to go in the Belmont Stakes. Of course, the Belmont Stakes is not until 1 week from today. You know, they're going to enter on Monday, but the race isn't 1 week from today. It's still 1 week from today. But we're waiting to see if Rodriguez to get on that plane and go. And he will be accompanied by his stablemate, Citizen Bull. Now, Citizen Bull is not going in the Belmont Stakes after a lackluster performance in his last race. But trainer Bob Baffert says he's going to put Citizen Bull in the Woody Stevens, which is one of those undercard stakes races for on Belmont Stakes Day. So Citizen Bull is going to be in the Woody Stevens. He's getting a new jock as well. Mike Smith is going to replace Martin Garcia on Citizen Bull, and they're going to he believes they're going to take the blinkers off this time to see if they can generate a little bit more out of Citizen Bull. So he's getting some changes there. Going into Woody Stevens, Mike Smith, blinkers off. We'll wait and see if that helps Citizen Bull. So he and Rodriguez will be jumping on the plane together to get out to Saratoga next week. And at Saratoga right now, Barn 85 has been under quarantine, a 14-day quarantine, because one horse had been discovered with strangles. Now, strangles is a bacteria infecting it's a bacterial infection that affects the respiratory system. It's like strep throat on horses. So that barn 85, has been under quarantine now because they did discover a case of strangles in that barn area at Saratoga. And we'll wait and see about that. Mr. Christophe Clement, of course, passing away a couple of about 10 days ago now, etc. His son, Miguel, has been taken over the barn, and the Clement, the Christophe Clement, now Clement's son, has Farbridge and two others. Three of the horses out of the Clement barn will be going in the Manhattan at Belmont Park, I mean at Saratoga, on Belmont Day as well. So in that Manhattan, the Clement runners, Miguel is going to send three of the runners, including Farbridge, who is one of the top turf horses in that barn. And finally, the track announcer at Gulfstream Park, Pete Aiello, is going to be calling the races at Santa Anita next week, because Santa Anita's track announcer, Frank Miramonte, will be going to Saratoga to call the races at Saratoga for the Belmont Festival of Racing. So you got Aiello going from Gulfstream to Santa Anita. You got Frank going from Santa Anita to Saratoga. And I guess the backup at Gulfstream will be doing the job there in Florida next week. So just some of the items that are going on right now in racing. And of course, as I said, we're going to go over the races at Churchill Downs. We did that the other day with Jonathan Ardoon, but he never gave us his thoughts about real picks in that race. So we're going to put him on the clock today as far as those six stakes races are concerned at Churchill. But for now, we're just taking a close look at the weather and the late changes. We'll try to get them to you as soon as we get them. We haven't got them yet, but we're waiting for that. So your racing menu will come up after the break. And, of course, Jonathan Hardoon will be with us. Rich Ang as well, John Lindo and Jerry J. Taking a look real quick at what happened yesterday around the racetracks yesterday. We start out with the racing over at Santa Anita. Santa Anita yesterday, jockey Tyler Bayes had a couple of wins yesterday. He won his first race in the fourth race for Monty Meyer, paying $11.20. Then Bayes came back in the eighth race for Sean McCarthy and paid $26.60. A couple of winners there for Tyler Bayes. No other jockeys and no trainers at all had multiple winners yesterday. But I can tell you this, the late pick five that started out, the pick six that started out in the fourth race produced prices of $11.20, $3 even, $5.80, $20.80. Then Tyler Bass's $26.60 winner. And the last race paid $20.20. So you had three races in a row where horses at 9-1 or better won. And as a result of that sequence, there was a pick six. Nobody had it. So there's a pick six carryover for today at Santa Anita. Five out of six in the pick six yesterday paid $2,327 in the pick six yesterday at Santa Anita. The last five races of that pick six produced a pick five payoff for 50 cents of $8,050.35 there. Want to thank Rich Eng for his winner on the show yesterday. He gave us Auditory in the second race, bet down to the favorite. Auditory reported home as the favorite and an easy winner at $3.80. So thank you, Richie, for that one. Looking at Churchill Downs yesterday, jockey Brian Hernandez and Luan Machado both had a couple of wins each. Hernandez won the first race for Paul McGee at $7.30, came back in the eighth race for D. Whitworth Beckman and paid $4.08. Machado had back-to-back wins. He won the sixth race for Tom Drury Jr. at $4.98, came back in the seventh race for Al Stahl Jr. and paid $9.04. And the pick six yesterday at Churchill paid over $6,700. And finally, at Gulfstream Park, if you remember, Jonathan Ardoon gave us an Avis pick from his original pick that came off the turf. His horse finished third at Gulfstream yesterday. All righty, you're all caught up with what happened yesterday. You're all caught up with the latest news that we have. And we're still waiting for the late scratches at Churchill Downs. In the meantime, we will take our first break. And when we come back, we'll have your racing menu, then Jonathan Ardoon, John Lendo, Jerry J., and, of course, Rich Eng. Don't go away. We're just starting our run here today on this Saturday Race Day show. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Race Day Las Vegas, an interesting card also up north, north of the border at Woodbine today. They have several graded stakes races up there. So before we set the, you know, just before we get ready for the big Belmont and deluge of great stakes races there on Belmont Festival Week at Saratoga, we got an interesting Saturday racing card, and we will start with our racing menu for today. Reminding you, as we always do, that the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're here in Las Vegas, these will be the first post times that roll out in the books. And, of course, if you're not someplace else in the world on many of the different time zones, adjust whatever time zone you're in to the Pacific time zone for the correct start times in your area. The first post times broadcast here are reflective of the Pacific time zone, so adjust to it. Don't want you to miss anything like I miss mom and dad, okay? Here we go. We begin our racing menu with Horseshoe Indianapolis. It is quarter horse racing today at Horseshoe Indianapolis. 12 quarter horse races, 5 trials for 3-year-olds at 400 yards, and an additional 3 stakes races on the 12-race quarter horse card. First post time at Horseshoe Indianapolis is set at 7:45. getting close there, about a half hour away. No, make that 20 minutes away. Wow. Okay, Laurel Park is next. Laurel Park has 9 races. Their first post time at Laurel is set at 9:10. 9:10 at Laurel today. Then next comes, by the way, Laurel Park has a small pick six jackpot carryover of $1,107. First post time, Laurel, 9:10 for their 9 race card. Belterra Park is on the menu. Belterra Park has 8 races today. First post time at Belterra is set at 9:35. 9:35 at Belterra today. Delaware Park has 8 races. Their feature race is the $100,000 Rehoboth Stakes. The Rehoboth Stakes is the 6th race, 6 furlongs, fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up, a field of 9. And remember, they have canceled that other, the Cape Halapin, and that will be rescheduled later on because of the bad weather. But the feature today is the Rehoboth. That's the 6th on the card. 8 races today at Delaware Park and a first post time of 9:35, 9:35 at Delaware Park today. Next comes Churchill Downs. Churchill Downs has a big pick six jackpot carryover of $63,498. $63,498 pick six jackpot carryover at Churchill Downs. 11 races today. It has an all stakes pick six. The last 6 races are all 6 stakes races. They're all the races encompassed in the pick six. You got a first post time of 9:45 there. It'll roll out like this. The Grade 3 Aristides will be the 6th. The Audubon Stakes will be the 7th. The Shawnee Stakes will be the 8th. The Arlington will be the 9th. The Blame will be the 10th. And the Regret Stakes will be the 11th and final. We'll go over those races with Jonathan Hardoon in a moment or two. First post time, 9:45 at Churchill Downs. Still waiting for the scratches and the actual track conditions for today. Gulfstream Park has 11 races, a couple of $75,000 stakes races. The Game Face will be the 6th. The Powder Break will be the 11th and final. First post time at Gulfstream Park today with a pick 6 jackpot carryover of $30,021 is set at 9:50, 9:50 at Gulfstream today. Next comes Monmouth Park. They say it is raining hard at Monmouth Park on the East Coast. That front that went through is still making its way through the East Coast. It's near the shoreline of New Jersey, but Monmouth Park is getting it. They're off the turf at Monmouth Park already today, so that'll encompass the races 1, 4, 6, and 10. 1, 4, 6, and 10 are off the turf. Now, the Jersey Derby, which is their feature race of the day, is the 8th race. That is also scheduled for the turf, but they say they're off the turf. So they may include the feature race of the day, the mile and 1/8, make that the 1 mile, Jersey Derby for 3-year-olds. That's the 8th race on the card there. So we'll wait and see about that. But that was scheduled for the turf. They're off the turf at Monmouth. And if that's the case, there'll be 5 races of the 11 races coming off the turf today at Monmouth Park. They have a pick 6 jackpot carryover, $20,896. And their first post time at Monmouth is at 9:50. 9:50 at Monmouth Park today. Woodbine, north of the border, as we say. It has a host of great stakes races, 4 graded stakes races. The first race will be the Grade 3 Jacques Cartier. Then the 8th race will be the Royal North. The 9th will be the Eclipse, and the 10th race will be the Belle Mahone. Going back to the first race at Woodbine, the morning line favorite is set at 1-9. 1-9 on the morning line because that horse is Patches O'Houlihan. Patches O'Houlihan is the current Canadian Horse of the Year. The last time he raced on May 4th, he set a new track record and set a buyer figure of 108. This horse has 12 wins of 15 starts. His last 5 wins were all stakes races. So you might want to take a look at that. Maybe not a good betting race, but this horse is a legend in Canada. That first race, the feature Jacques Cartier, goes at 10:05 today. 10:05, first race of Woodbine. Woodbine has a couple of carryovers. Pick 6 jackpot, $34,835. Super High 5 jackpot, $37,124. Again, first post at Woodbine is at 10:05. Santa Anita has 10 races today. Their first post time is 1 o'clock this afternoon. Remember, they have a pick six carryover. That pick six carryover, a regular pick six, $48,870. $48,870. 10 races today at Santa Anita. The feature is the seventh race on the card, the $200,000 grade to Triple Bend at 7 furlongs for three-year-olds and up. This looks like a throwdown in the race between Nisos, the 3-5 favorite there with Juan Hernandez, and Dr. Vekman, at 2-1 as well. Only five go in the Triple Bend. That's the seventh race. First post time at Santa Anita with that pick six carryover is set at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Again, pick six carryover at Santa Anita, $48,870. Emerald Downs is next. Emerald Downs has eight races today, and their first post time at Emerald with a super high five carryover of $1,905 is set at 150 at Emerald Downs today. Following that, Canterbury Park will kick in with eight races. Their first post time is 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock at Canterbury Park today. And if I read this right, 3 o'clock, yes, at Canterbury Park is 3 o'clock. Okay, we move ahead then to Evangeline Downs. Evangeline Downs has nine races. Their first post time is 3:30. Charlestown, with a pick six jackpot carryover of $20,293, has eight races. Their feature race is the $75,000 Fancy Buckles Stakes at 4.5 furlongs. That'll be the seventh race on the card. Again, eight races today at Charlestown in the first post time at 4 p.m. Pacific. And Prairie Meadows also has eight races. They have a $75,000 stakes race, the Grays Lake. But that will be the first race on the card tonight at Prairie Meadows. Prairie Meadows has a pick five jackpot carryover of $7,036. They have a super high five jackpot carryover of $10,774. Again, the featured Grays Lake Stakes at 6 furlongs for three-year-olds goes as the first race on the card. First race post time at Prairie Meadows is also at 4 p.m. And then we wrap it up with Los Alamitos in Southern California. Los Alamitos has a first post time of 6:15, nine races. The first three will be thoroughbreds. The fourth race will be a mix of quarter horse and thoroughbreds, and races 5 through 9 will be quarter horses. That's your nine-race program tonight at Los Alamitos with a first post time of 6:15. And that's your racing menu for today. Now let's get out to talk with Jonathan Hardoon. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my man. Do we have any late scratches yet at Churchill?
Can't seem to find them.
Wow.
And absolutely pouring up here in Saratoga. Both Sovereignty and Journalism's work were both postponed. They both did gallop easily over a sealed, sloppy track, the main track, about 2 hours ago.
Well, you would think that if it's a morning workout, and remember, the Belmont is like a week away. So, I mean, delaying a workout one day to make it a little safer for these horses is prudent, that's for sure. And we'll wait and see if they'll do that final blowout tomorrow or not. We know that Sovereignty is getting ready. He's going. But we're still on the fence with Journalism. You got to think, though, Journalism is up there. He's doing well. His jockey's sitting around waiting to work the horse, etc., that it leans more towards he's going than it isn't.
Yeah, you're probably right. Not only that, they probably feel committed, to be honest with you, at this point. They waited so long. They ran in the first two legs. Not that it's the right thing or wrong thing. Obviously, if the horse is ready to go, they're going to run. It's just interesting. Everybody's looking forward to the Belmont Stakes. They're going to have about a million stake races, and the worst race out of all these stake races, betting-wise, is probably going to be the Belmont Stakes. It's a 6 or 7-horse field where two horses have absolutely no chance. Some of the other races, I mean, you know, the Met Mile, they have some terrific, really terrific races coming up, and the Belmont Stakes, unfortunately, as far as betting is concerned, is not one of them.
Well, now, Jonathan, I can say this, that, you know, let's get all that rain and everything out of the way a week ahead of time, because Monday and Tuesday it'll dry out, and by the time we really start all this stuff, if it's sunny and bright and nice, we know that the track and the turf course got enough of what they needed of water to tighten those tracks up and make them, safe and ready to rock and roll on. But as far as the Belmont Stakes is concerned, yeah, you're right. As far as there aren't going to be too many options to put a bigger price to make a...
It's a great race to watch, Ralph. Don't get me wrong. You want to watch that race for sure. But I'm talking about from a betting point of view, and with all the other terrific options you have over the whole week, you're going to get plenty of nice big stake races you could bet into.
But however, you said there were two horses in the race that you could throw out that have no shot of winning. And so when a handicapper usually does that, one of those horses winds up winning. So
you have to have some talent, though. If you have zero talent,
what do you think of Rapoli going down the shed row and picking a horse out to run in the Belmont?
It's like, you know, having a bench in any sport where you're so deep and so good, you go to the eighth or ninth or tenth man on the bench, and that's what he does. Unfortunately, he's not quite as good as some of the other horses in the race.
Now, Uncaged has had four races. He's won two. Did you see any one of those races?
No, I did not.
I didn't either. So we're at a disadvantage to see what he looks like when he's actually performing well on the track. But he's, he's owned by Rapoli, and Rapoli does look for very talented
horses.
You
can always, in this day and age, Ralph, you can always find a replay if you look.
Yeah, that's correct.
Just put 2 minutes of effort in, and you'll find the replay if you want to watch any of his races.
That's correct. But we all know we're getting, down to most of the people are going to just center on three horses, Journalism, Sovereignty, and Baeza, if, in fact, they all go.
And we're still waiting for Rodriguez to show up.
You know,
but he was smart. I guess he stayed home, so he'll get to train. He doesn't have to deal with the weather. You know, at Churchill, you had to be in your store on the track a week before, but Naira's not doing that. So,
well, not only that, a week before is today. So he was in California yesterday. I don't know if he caught a plane today or not, but the entries aren't taken until Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they entered for the Kentucky Derby the Saturday before, if you remember, a big ceremony when the races were going on. And I think the edict there was, by the time they draw the race, the horse has to be on the premises. So if that edict is in line, then they still have until Monday to get there.
Right. And we don't know that that's Naira's rules.
Yeah,
was Churchill's rules. You know, everyone has their own rules.
Well, our rules here on race day is for the folks who didn't make it to watch the show the other day, and they brought a note from their doctor, so they're okay, that we'd go over the six races quickly today at Churchill Downs. It's an all-stakes pick three. It starts out in the sixth race with the Aristides Stakes, and it looks like a throwdown, a good matchup, good throwdown between Skelly and World Record. Skelly is 7-5, World Record is 3-1. They will break next to each other in post 6 and 7 in the 6 furlong opening stakes race.
Yeah, and you have an interesting situation here, Ralph. Trainer Steve Asmussen, who's a Hall of Fame trainer, has the most wins, and we know all the great things about him. But he's actually not having a good Churchill meet. I believe he's 3 or 4 for close to 90. So he has 3 wins and 90 starts. It's hard to bet, a barn like that. But you have a problem because if you're betting horses, and if you have a strong opinion and the trainer is 3 for 90, what do you do? Well, Skelly's very fast, and he's making his third start back off of a layoff and everything else that goes with it. If he runs anywhere near his last two races, both of those were at Oakland, by the way, he's going to be very tough to beat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and would you think that World Record will be the horse that runs second and a very favorite type of exacta there?
Well, that's really a cheap exacta, and there's no edge in playing it. It's probably a race you want to watch, to be honest with you.
Okay, we'll do that. But you never know with talented riders like Irad Ortiz Jr. on a horse like Giant Mischief, which is not too far off of these guys.
Right.
If one of these horses, if they get into a duel and they start fading, he's the type of horse that'll suck up the second and make the exacta pay a little bit better anyhow. All right, we go to the seventh race, the Audubon, scheduled for 1 1/8 on the turf for three-year-olds. A field of 8, as I say, we haven't got any scratches yet from Churchill, so that'll be a field of 8 in that race. And the morning line favorite at 3-1 is Early Adopter, Flavian Pratt riding for Chad Brown.
Yeah, now remember, they had a ton of rain there the last 48 hours. I know it's nice now, and it cleared up late yesterday, Eight horses entered. You can make a case for most of them, but I lean to the number six horse in here, World Beater. Riley Mott, son of Hall of Famer Bill Mott, sends out this three-year-old colt who's improving with each start. Broke his maiden last time out in a nice way. I think this horse has a nice future. I like the six, World Beater.
All right, World Beater with Jamie Torres aboard there for your Riley Mott. 9-2 on the morning line there. You might take a look at some horses underneath to make the exacta happen, and one of them might be the two-horse Discreet Dancer, which is a 10-1 on the morning line. Might make a nice exacta with that horse if he gets there, and that's the Audubon. Yeah.
No question, he's improving, and he's one of the contenders underneath, and he's a price, just like you said.
Yeah, 10-1, he could very well finish second. All right, maybe even win. The eighth race is the Shawnee Stakes at a mile and 16th for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up. It's a field of nine there. And again, as I say, we haven't got the late scratches yet, so we're just going by the races as they stand. Nine in that race, and in the Shawnee, the favorite in that race at 5-2 breaks from the rail. Where's My Ring? Luis Saez riding for Peter Miller.
Yeah, and this is a barn switch. This is a big barn switch. Peter Miller not having a Peter Miller type year. But the interesting thing about this horse is she was entered last weekend in both Churchill and at both Santa Anita and Churchill.
Ah.
She scratched in both of those stake races, and she opted for this one. You know, at this point, we don't have the late scratches, but I'm assuming she's going to run. I like the barn switch. I like the way the horse has been training, and I think that's a horse to beat.
Now, you said the horse was entered both in California at Santa Anita and at Churchill, but
yeah.
being entered again at Churchill here, we're assuming that the horse was stable in at Churchill Downs.
We don't know, but yes. By the way, the early scratches have come out if you want them at Churchill. I can give them to you.
Why don't we do this? We'll do the last three races, and you'll give us the scratches in those three races, and then we'll backtrack and get the scratches of the races we already talked about. Let's go to the ninth race, the Arlington, at a mile and 16th on the turf, where a field of nine are entered, and you have any scratches in that one?
There are no scratches in the ninth race.
All right, the ninth race, then the Arlington. There's a field of nine in that race, and the morning line favorite in that race, believe it or not, is 7-2, and that's the outside horse, Brilliant Birdie. Brian Hernandez riding for Sherry DeVoe. So you can see this is a pretty wide-open competitive race.
It is. I like a price horse here, Ralph. I like the six horse, Call Protection. Rider switched to Irad Ortiz. The price is right, 8-1 on the morning line. This horse has won two in a row and really in top form now. At 8-1, no question about it, the six, Call Protection, is the right horse to be playing.
All right, and I'm going to put the eight, Mercante, and the nine, Brilliant Birdie, in with that six horse as far as my box is concerned there. We move to the 10th race, the Blame Stakes, of course, named after the horse, the only horse that ever beat Zenyatta in the Breeders' Cup Classic and his race there. 10th race, mile and 1/8, four-year-olds and up. We might have a few late scratches there.
We have three late scratches, Ralph.
Yeah.
The one, Tony, comes out.
Uh-huh.
The five, Best Actor, comes out.
Yep.
And the seven, Most Wanted, who we told you about yesterday, is also coming out. So that leaves a field of seven.
All right. One, five, and seven are out. But you have the Kentucky Derby winner of 2 years ago, Mystic Dan, in that race. Brian Hernandez for Kenny McPeak. That's at 4-1. Not the favorite, though. The favorite on the morning line is the nine horse, Post Time, 3-1 with Sheldon Russell for his wife, Brittany Russell. And I guess you could say that Mystic Dan ran his best race of his career right there at Churchill, so maybe he likes the track.
He does, but he's going to get over bet, Ralph. It's tough betting a horse that hasn't won a race since the last Derby at a short price, you know?
Yeah.
I really like a horse in here, but again, I'm stuck with the Steve Asmussen quandary, but I love the number six horse in here, Hall of Fame. I think this horse is sitting on a big effort today. The barn's going to turn things around today, and I think this horse has a heck of a shot. As a matter of fact, this is one of my official radio plays, number six Hall of Fame, Jose Ortiz for Steve Asmussen.
All right, well, Asmussen, you know, is too good a trainer to keep losing at that rate, so today might be a day where he pops it, that's for sure, and gets started again with a big way. In the 10th race, number six Hall of Fame, is your official pick on the race day show at Churchill Downs, the 6th in the 10th race, Jonathan Hardoon's pick there. And then the 11th and final race is the Regret Stakes at 1 1/8 on the turf for three-year-old fillies. And let's see if he had any scratches there.
The 11 is coming out. Delarine
is out then. Yeah. The 11 is out of that race. And so as we take a look at that race, the morning line favorite at 5-2 is Classic Q with Jose Ortiz and for Mark Cassie.
And the horse to beat. She ran really well last time out. It was at Churchill. It was over this turf course. She continues to stretch out as she races, and she's bred to go long. She's going to be the favorite, but deservedly so. There's an interesting price play in there. The three horse, Atadora, is listed at way too big a price, 20-1. That's an improving horse also, and I would throw that horse in the mix somewhere.
Yeah, that Atadora, an Irish bred, is the three horse. Ricardo Santana Jr. is going to ride. Now, he usually rides for Asmussen, but Asmussen doesn't have a horse in the race. So Santana is riding for Mike Maker, who is a 20-1 shot on the morning line. Yeah, you got to put that one in, no doubt about it, huh?
That's what it looks like.
Okay, any earlier scratches?
I do. The first race, take out the 2 and 5 are out of the opener.
Okay.
In the second race, take out the 4, and that is?
Uncashed.
Okay, and in the third race, take out number 2, Batgammon, number 5, Tricker, number 9, Topic Thunder, and number 15, My Raquel.
All right. Any others?
The fourth race, 2 and 8. Did I give you those?
No.
Fourth race, 2 and 8 are out.
2 and 8 are out. The 2 and 8 out of the fourth. Races 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 are clear then.
No, race 5, 1, 5, 11. We did that, I think, earlier. Oh, no.
No, we
races
didn't.
Races 5, 1, 5, and 11
in
the fifth.
5, 11. Okay. Anything in the sixth?
No.
Anything in the seventh?
Nothing till the 10th that we gave everyone. So
right.
1, 5, 11 in the fifth, and then you're clean till the 10th. But
right.
But obviously there'll be more late scratches. Those are the early lates.
Correct. Okay, so the first five races we went through, and races 8 through 9, no scratches. The 10th race has 3, and the 11th race has 1 amount of scratches, not the numbers, but
right.
The 10th race, the numbers are 1, 5, and 7. The 11th race, the number is 11. All right, we'll get your Sandy to pick, and we'll let you go.
Let's go to the 5th race, a mile on the main track, maiden claiming event. Well, graduation day for number 1, the Gypsy Cowboy, 3-year-old gelding from the Steve Knapp barn. Tyler Bays finally rounding into form, a couple of winners yesterday, so he has his confidence back. 9-2 on the morning line. I like number 1, Gypsy Cowboy, to win today's 5th.
5th race, the anchor race in the early pick 5, early pick 4, and part of the pick 6 with the carryover. The 5th race, the 1, the Gypsy Cowboy. Jonathan Hardoon's play, the 1 and the 5th. Don't forget, he's got a full sheet at Santa Anita and at Churchill right now. Where?
JONHARDOON.com.
All right. Stay dry, Jonathan, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right. You got it, my man. And now we're going to go to our another break real quick, and we're coming back with Rich Eng as we continue to move along on this Saturday Race Day show.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, time to go out to Rich Yang, standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, I know that you have a full sheet at Santa Anita, and we'll get right to your pick at Santa Anita. However, I will ask you if you like anything today at Churchill with all those stakes races.
No, I think Jonathan went over the races with a fine-tooth comb, so I was making my notations off of Jonathan. Thank you, Ralph.
All I can say is this is going to be an interesting day of racing because we have the Canadian Horse of the Year running in the first race at Woodbine in a stakes race. We got the Kentucky Derby winner of 2 years ago, Mystic Dan, back at Churchill Downs, the scene of his greatest victory. And we've got a couple of nice little throwdowns in the sprint races, one at Santa Anita and certainly one at Churchill Downs. So as we know, it's going to be a fun day of racing as we wait for the monster week of racing coming up next week at Saratoga. Well, Richie, you gave us a winner yesterday. Let's parlay that to a winner today.
Yeah, let's go to the last race. It's 6.5 furlongs down the hillside turf course. We'll go with that turf maestro, Hector Berrios, on the 5. Invincible Molly. This horse ran second off a long layoff last time. I think the race should do her a world of good. She'll be finishing like a son of a gun. 5, Invincible Molly in the last at Santa Anita.
All right, you got it. In the 10th and final race today at Santa Anita, number 5, Invincible Molly, we hope. She is the 5 in the 10th and final at Santa Anita's Rich Yang's pick. Don't forget, Rich has got a full sheet for today at Santa Anita right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Thanks a lot, Rich. We'll let you run, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Al. Good luck, everybody.
All right. We're going to go right now to Southern California where John Lindo is standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. It's going to be fun racing today at Churchill Downs. We got the weather forecast there, but we know that there's been a horrible storm that went through Kentucky. I mean, there were sightings of tornadoes in the middle of Kentucky, but it seems like that hard weather missed Louisville, but they did get some rain overnight.
Yeah, but Kevin Kirstein, the publicity man from Churchill, says the track is fast and firm, so we can take that out of the equation for now.
Oh, fantastic. And let's that storm, as I say, is moving towards the east. They're getting a lot of that rain on the shores of the Atlantic and certainly in upstate New York at Saratoga today. And hopefully that'll get all out of the way by next week. But in the meantime, a great card at Churchill Downs. You have a complete Lindo report for both Santa Anita and Churchill Downs, two separate full Lindo reports that are available here at the South Point free of charge because they love horse players here. And the only place you can get the Lindo report here in Las Vegas, and it's free of charge here at the South Point Racebook. A thought about anything at Churchill Downs, if you would.
Just a really good card top to bottom to play. It's a good horse players card today. You've got 3 pick 5s there, 3 pick 4s. So a lot of meat on the table, I think, and that's where the bulk of my play will be. I have a radio play at both tracks. And before we get into that, Ralph, just a quick note. You've been talking about Patches O'Houlihan. He will be scratched from the first race today. Ron Gear,
wow,
came from Daily Racing Form. Told me he spiked a fever this morning, so nothing serious, but he's out today. That leaves a 3-horse field in that first of Woodbine.
Well, I could tell you the track is probably happy about that because there would be a minus show pool on this horse, that's for sure. But we hope that this fever spike is just a blip on the radar screen for this horse. He's a great horse, and he's a legend up there, that's for sure. Sorry to hear that, but better to take care of the horse, and we'll just watch that 3-horse race up there. One of the stakes races of 4 today, graded stakes races at Woodbine. Mystic Dan, going to the scene of his greatest victory, what do you think?
Well, he ran a good race last time at Oakland Park. He has not won since the 2024 Derby, so we'll see if that happens. And a couple of scratches, he's got to have a chance in here. He's drawn inside, and Brian Hernandez, you know he's where he's going to be. He's going to be down on the rail saving ground every step of the way.
And, John, of course, the Aristides looks like a throwdown between Skelly and World Record. That ought to be a good sprint.
They're both blazing fast. You know, you just wonder if they hook up too early, will that set up a horse like Giant Mischief?
Yeah.
It's possible because I don't know if either one of those two really want to rate.
Well, you're right. I don't think they're going to be rating, that's for sure. I think they're going to be, there'll be a quick opening quarter for that race, that's for sure. And a great racing card today at Churchill. Again, first post time, 9:45, and all stakes pick six there. And John Lindo has a full Lindo report there. Pick it up at the South Point. Let's get your picks.
Let's go to race two at Churchill Downs. That goes about 10:15 our time. In the second race, number 11, One Cool Dude, runs very well fresh. It's from a barn that does well with layoff horses. Good work pattern, likes Churchill Downs. There's some speed to his inside. I think he falls in a really good stocking trip. Anything near 8-1 on the morning line is plenty of value. In race number two, number 11, One Cool Dude at Churchill Downs.
All right, we're going to pick up some bankroll for the later stakes races in the second race today at Churchill Downs. And as you say, about 10:15 will be the post time here in Las Vegas. Second race, the 11, One Cool Dude. The 11 horse with Jamie Torres aboard in the second race is John Lindo's pick at Churchill Downs. And now we go to Santa Anita, where we have the Triple Bend. And, of course, Nisos will try to win a photo finish this time.
Yeah, he's in this race for a reason. Get back on the winning track. He looks like he's the right horse. He'll be 1-5, so there's no value. Mm-hmm. If you do try to beat him, I think Dr. Venkman from the outside, he's a really good sprinter. The Pacific Classic was too far for him. He's the logical upsetter, but it's going to be tough to beat Nisos today in the Triple Bend.
All right, and you have a pick for us as well.
Race six at Santa Anita. Number 7, Vincero Grand. I am shocked this horse has not tried a Calbred allowance. She's 6 years old, been against open company all this time. Takes that drop today. The mile and eighth is no problem. She'll run all day. And I've seen a lot of these fillies, and you know, the rest of them really aren't improving. I think this is a chance to jump up here. 5-1 on the morning line. Number 7, Vincero Grande on the drop. Race 6, Santa Anita.
Sixth race at Santa Anita, just before that Triple Bend. The sixth race at Santa Anita. Number 7, Vincero Grande. The 7 in the sixth race, John Lindo's pick. Don't forget a full Lindo report for Santa Anita as well. At right here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge. And John, I know we're going to have fun watching the races. By the way, real quick, did Rodriguez and Citizen Bull, are they gone now?
I think they go Tuesday out there. And just so you know, journalism, they postponed that work from this morning because of the wet track. Have not heard yet about what Sovereignty will do, if he's working today or if he's going to wait.
Jonathan Hardoon said he's going to wait a day and see about tomorrow because the weather is pretty bad.
Yeah, makes sense to me. They got a lot of rain last night.
Yeah. All right, thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, good luck today.
And now we go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by to finish up our show. Jerry, you're kind of half working this week because there's no New York, but you got a Santa Anita power page.
Correct.
Anyhow, any thoughts about any of the racing across the country before you get your pick at Santa Anita?
Well, I'm anxious to see Nisos and see how he looks running. I mean, I assume he's going to win by as far as you can throw a little green apple. I just want to see the, you know, it's always nice to see a really talented, fast horse. I don't need to bet on him. I can just enjoy the run.
Yeah, that's going to be a race that's pretty hard to make any money of if Nisos does what he's supposed to do. You got a pick for us today?
Of course we do. Let's go to the next race after the seventh. We'll go to the eighth race. Ellie Moore really speaks to me. We're going second time on the turf for Ellie Moore off a layoff. And she came back from May to May. She raced in May of 24. Now she came back in May of 25. Mm-hmm. Raced really well. And I feel like she's the right one to go with off the layoff. Has Hernandez up in a beautiful morning line at 9-2, which I don't think we'll get. But
yeah,
I'll certainly take 5-2 or 3-1 on this filly.
All right.
And I'll take the 5 over the 1-3-4-6. I'm going to reverse 1-3-4-6 over 5. I am going to have a 5 overall because I don't want to try and remind people or win bet on the 5 because I don't want this horse, this filly, to win and for me to not cash if the turns don't come in.
All right.
The 5 over the 1-3-4-6.
5 over 1-3-4-6 are the link-ups and reverse, and then another 5 all just to insure yourself with the 5. And that's in the 8th race at Santa Anita. Jerry J's Power Pages for Santa Anita today. Available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. Well, it's going to be an interesting day of racing and certainly setting the table for an interesting week next week. And we'll be doing it from here, God willing, and the creek don't rise. And we'll be back, of course, tomorrow as well. One more thing to say, Jerry. Say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.